turn down heating and change cooking times or face blackouts, British public told. By Kurt Zindelka on July 10, 2022. The British public should turn down their heating and switch the time when they eat dinner this winter in order to avoid rolling blackouts, government advisers have warned. Contingency planning from the British government's UK National Infrastructure Commission has warned that as many as 6 million households could face power cuts if there are additional supply issues Russian energy imports. In order to prevent blackouts in the winter months, Infrastructure Czar Sir John Armitt said that people should be told to turn down their thermostats and to not cook during peak hours such as 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in order to reduce the national demand for gas supplies. The government could ask people to turn down their thermostats. I'd be amazed if the government didn't do this at some point this winter, Sir John told The Telegraph. In the first place, they should have a PR exercise to say please cut back on usage as far as you are able, he said. Treat the public like grown-ups and be open about the challenge and how we can all help. Suggesting what measures could be taken by the public, the infrastructure czar said, people will have to shift their cooking patterns. Do we need to heat our homes at 21°C or is it more efficient to have a steady lower temperature? The call for rationing energy use comes amid warnings from the consultancy firm Cornwall Insight that the energy price cap, a socialist measure in the United Kingdom supposedly intended to keep energy prices low for middle and lower income families, is on pace to hit £3,245 by October, nearly £1,000 higher than previous estimates. The energy price cap, which has seen several smaller British energy providers forced to shutter when they could no longer provide energy at the rates locked in by government diktat, could see further increases to £3,364 by the start of the new year, the consultancy firm claimed. Senior consultant Dr. Craig Lowry said, there is always some hope that the market will stabilize and retreat in time for the setting of the January cap. However, with the announcement of the October cap only a month away, the high wholesale prices are already being baked into the figure, with little hope of relief from the predicted high energy bills. The United Kingdom is not the only country facing energy rationing. Indeed, Germany, which is one of the European countries most reliant on Russian energy, has already begun to ration in some areas, with the nation's largest residential landlord, Vonovia, saying that it will be limiting central heating to 17°C between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. in its 490,000 apartments. The German state of Saxony has also imposed time windows in which residents will be allowed to take showers, the Financial Times reports. While the United Kingdom is far less reliant on Russian energy imports than Germany, the supposedly conservative government has followed many of the same green policies as Germany over the past decade. Rather than using the domestic natural resources afforded to Britain, such as fracking for natural gas on land and drilling for oil in the North Sea, the government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson instead focused on so-called green energy sources such as wind and solar, despite the necessary equipment often being produced in concentration camps in communist China. Conservative MP Andrew Bridgen, one of the leading forces behind the ousting of Mr. Johnson from the party leadership, told Breitbart London this week that the next government must abandon Johnson's radical green agenda and exploit natural gas and oil reserves to serve as a stopgap while the country heads towards nuclear power. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.